Hi, this is Steve Goody, and this is my podcast. And before we get to the expensive and fancy music that's the theme song to this podcast, I just want to tell you a little bit. This is episode one. I am a road comedian and a musician, and I am now doing house concerts because comedy clubs are not interested in me. Oh, I don't know if it's because I play the guitar, or if it's because I'm almost 53, or if it's because I stopped going to comedy clubs 20 years ago, but in my time in Nashville, where I've been working at the Bluebird Cafe for 11 years, I've become pretty adept at being funny on stages with the guitar in front of different people. And I thought, house concerts, why not do comedy in house concerts? So this podcast is about my adventures. I'm about to go on the third tour of 2018, and I'm going to take you along with me. All right, let's have that music.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
So why am I doing a podcast? Well, promo, really. I mean, why does anybody do any of this stuff? It's 2018. You gotta put yourself out there. You gotta do stuff. You gotta create fan base. You gotta make stuff happen. You gotta energize the people who are looking to you to brighten their otherwise dull, drab, boring lives. So that's why I'm here. But really, I'm getting ready to do this tour, and there's a million things that go into getting ready. And once I'm out there driving every day from one show to another across the country, this one has taken me from Nashville to Los Angeles, pretty much straight west, and then back down through the south route across Texas. Anyway, I'll be talking every day with people or sometimes just to myself as I drive and posting it here because some people want to know, what is it? What is it? Why? What am I doing? And what is it like? Well, living rooms are the last place anybody wants to perform comedy. When a comedian is at home for Thanksgiving, let's say, and hanging around with the family and maybe some friends, and mom says, oh, honey, tell everybody that story that you told on at the club the other night about the walrus and the guy playing golf. And like, no, mom, you don't tell jokes in the living room. I can't do my act in the living room. The whole point of a comedy club, because that's where I can be funny. That's where people have drinks and they smoke, or at least they used to. And it's just horrible and evil, and that's where I can be funny. You can't do it in the living room. But, you know, why can't you do it in the living room? Let's do it in the living room. I like a challenge. And that way, I book it all myself. I just got on Facebook, and I'll talk more about that, how that got going. But most of the places I play, it's a person's house who I know, or the friend of someone I know, or the house of someone who attended a house concert that I did last year, and they got in touch. Hey, I'd like you to have you come play my house next year, and it just kind of grows from there. And although it's small crowds, in fact, the theme song that I play at my shows is called Entertaining America, 12 People at a Time. Don't worry, I've done the math. I only have to do 30 million shows, and I've covered everybody. When I play only for a few people, it actually can be very fun, and since I don't have to, there's no club to pay. There's no parking garage. There's no liquor license. There's none of that. It's just a house concert. So when I ask for a $10 suggested donation from the folks who come to see it, I get to keep all that. And it winds up, I wind up making about the same amount of money I was making in comedy clubs, even when I was headlining. But the whole point is not really so much to make money, although like the money. I do like the money. It's more to do my show the way I want to, without having to worry about what anybody thinks about how I'm organizing it. You know, comedians don't like musicians, and musicians don't like comedians. And when I play for either of those groups, there's always somebody deriding me for not being pure. But when I play these things, I get to do what I want. And it's not just music and or just stand-up. I also involve video and stills and music. I try to make it a multimedia presentation as well as something that's live and interactive with the folks who are there. I mean, I guess just get to do everything that I like to do because I'm a musician and I like doing – I also like being funny and I like tech. I own a recording studio in Nashville, and that's where I'm talking right now as I'm recording this particular episode. I like the opportunity to put it all together and be creative that way. There's a structure to it that's kind of dictated by the computer because I've put the bits together in a certain order, but I can change it. I can change it from one show to the next. Kind of hard to change it mid-show. But the whole point of getting out there and doing shows every night is that I can learn from what I did last night and apply it to tonight. And I don't have to wait a month before I get to do an hour or an hour and 15. Or sometimes I've done as much as 2 hours because nobody's keeping track. And if the crowd's into it and I'm into it, we just keep going. It's great. I really enjoy it. So I'm going to pause now for a little commercial announcement. Today's podcast is brought to you by SteveGoody.com. If you need funny songs, you need to go to SteveGoody.com for all your funny song needs. That's SteveGoody.com. And now I'll do a little music in the middle of the podcast, and then we'll continue with the second half.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. I think in the second half of each podcast, I will begin the second half with a song. Preferably something that is new, that I'm doing right now, that I'm excited about. And hey, I've got something new. It's only a couple of weeks old. Pretty pleased with it. Been doing it quite a bit. And hey, it's topical. It's got to do with what's going on right now in this country. So here, if you would, enjoy my newest song. This is called Vote, Goddammit.
So you sat it out in November 2016. Just couldn't be bothered, didn't care for Hillary. More than half of registered voters had their thumbs up their butts that day. And you see what that got us, Mango Mussolini. We got a Congress run by the NRA. The fine, fine people in the KKK. Pharmaceutical prices up 300%. And big oil in charge of the environment. You want facts to matter, want to hear some truth? Get your lazy ass down to the voting booth and vote, goddammit!
Vote, goddammit!
Vote, goddammit! Want some justice on the Supreme Court? Lifetime appointments, they ain't short. Want women to control their own body. Want a real president, not John Gotti. Want a clear separation of church and state. It don't come free, fuckers, participate. Vote, goddammit. Vote, goddammit. Vote, goddammit. Vote, goddammit.
I don't like the bad words in this song. They're blasphemous. I can't sing along.
Well, here's a version just for you. Sing with me, just like Jesus would do. And vote, gosh darn it.
Vote, gosh darn
please
it.
Vote, gosh darn it.
Vote, gosh darn
it's
it.
The American thing to vote, gosh,
vote
darn it.
Gosh darn it.
See that you vote, gosh darn it.
Ah, fuck it. Vote, gosh darn it.
Vote, gosh darn it.
Vote,
vote, goddammit!
Vote, goddammit!
Goddammit!
Vote, vote!
Get that
vote!
You
gotta vote!
Vote, goddammit!
Vote!
Goddammit!
But her emails!
Yes, but her emails! But her freaking emails! All right. Anyway, so before I played the song, I was talking about the fact that I'm about to go on the road. Well, today is... well, it's actually after midnight now, so it's technically Thursday, October 11th, although I began working on this Wednesday, October 10th. It's after midnight. I'm recording. I'm editing. And then I'm going to go to sleep. And tomorrow, it's time to start organizing the physical things I got to load into the car. Because not only am I bringing – I bring a sound system. I bring lights. I bring all this computer stuff. I bring my guitar. A whole bunch of junk that goes into putting on this show. My own backdrop. But in addition to that, I've got a good friend who lives in Las Vegas, and I'm bringing her boxes and boxes of her stuff, which has been in my house for quite some time. So I've got one of these Prius Vs. It's a bigger kind of a Prius. It's like 50% larger. I'm taking the seats out of it. All the seats are going to go except for the driver's seat so that I can load as much as I possibly can into this thing. It's going to be really quite an adventure. That's what I'll be doing tomorrow. Very exciting, I know. All right. So I think that's it for the podcast today. Thank you for being part of the very first one. I'll be trying to do these every day, certainly every other day at the very least. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to go to www.stevegoody.com. That number again, www.stevegoody.com. Find some funny songs. Find out what's been on my mind. That's a great idea.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.